Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're tackling your emails and voicemails. Should you steer clear of an office romance? Is there any reason to fear anal sex? Having trouble orgasming with a new partner? Plus the best sex toys to recreate oral sex, because who wouldn't want that? All this and more, thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so much there. We post every day. We've got new blogs, videos, everything's on there to help you have better sex and relationships, which is what we're all about here at Sex with Emily. You can easily subscribe to the podcast. I'm here with Menace. Menace, why do we love when they subscribe? Subscribe to the podcast.
Because the podcast is totally for free.
Free.
You know, Emily's here killing herself every single day. Sexwithemily.com. Go there. She doesn't charge you anything.
Not free.
Nothing.
Free.
Nothing for the podcast.
No.
And rate and review. She always likes it when you give a lot of stars. I don't really care. You can keep it real.
Say keep it real.
Say you hate me. But Emily just wants you to say that that it's the best podcast ever. And then you love her and all that.
That
kind of
stuff. Helps us.
Yeah.
It helps us. You guys, my goal is to do the show 5 days a week.
Yes.
Remember we used to do that?
We did.
Years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to do it again.
And I think you can do it again.
I have a studio.
I think you have a studio.
I love doing
the
show.
You have the right setup. Yeah.
I could see you every day.
I know.
You don't have to come every day, but you could. You can also follow us on social media, which I love that too.
Uh-huh.
I love my Instagram. I love doing stories and Snapchats and Instagrams
and
Facebook.
Let me ask you. Okay, so there's
it's all at Sex with Emily.
There's this one Instagram post. Okay, so I'm searching the. Everybody should go with me right now.
Okay.
Sex with Emily on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Okay. Follower, by the way.
Follow
Don't
me.
Just look.
It's fun. Yeah.
So Sex with Emily. Now there's like a couple posts down where so Madison is in a blue dress and you're like on
oh
your
my
back
God.
And your legs are up in the air. Like,
yeah,
what
that
is happening
video.
Here?
Oh my God, that video has 10,000 views now.
Yeah.
Okay, so Madison and I it was not the first time we've done this. We were trying out the G-Spot link from Sport Sheets. And so, which actually...
You're like getting your feet tied together and you're on your back with your legs up.
I know. I know. Okay. She was kind of mounting me, sort of. No, she's mounted me before in future other videos. But Tom from Sport Sheets was there.
Uh-huh.
And he was showing us this G-Spot link for women who can't have a G. It's literally like the shirt thing. You put it around your... Madison was showing me how to do it. We didn't actually have sex on the video. But no, yeah. You put your legs in the air. You tie it around. It's like you... And then your partner or yourself, your legs are up in a way and positioned in a way that you can move to the left, move to the right in a position so you can like, bam, hit the G-spot when you're having sex.
All right.
People like that video.
Well, if you ever want to see Emily on her back with her legs up in the air, do it right now on Sex
I know
with Emily
you do.
Instagram and make sure you follow her.
Do that.
So that's what's going on with you.
Yeah.
Just your legs up in the air.
Exactly.
And then, well, the sextoemily.com, what I like is when you go to Ask Emily... It's really easy to like just shoot over a note.
Yeah.
You know, so
you don't even have to, you just ask, send us a note, send us an email, send us anything. Tell us how you feel about things.
And when you send over a message, always tell us where you're at, how old are you? You don't have to give your real name and you know what's going on in your
life.
And how you listen to the podcast.
How you listen.
Yeah.
Right. Menace made up all those rules. And I love it because some people follow up like, oh, sorry, I forgot my age. I know Menace is going to be upset.
Yeah.
Or I forgot where I live or I forgot how I listen.
So we
appreciate that. And also, you guys, Valentine's Day, a week away. But today is the very last day that we're ever going to give away. What's the best Valentine's Day you've ever had? What made it memorable? Was it the perfect date? Was it a great gift? Did you have like special occasion sex?
Cool.
We want to know feedback at sexwithemily.com. Do that now.
Oh, I've shared this on the show before, but for all our new listeners, I think my worst one was in high school. My dumbass got in a relationship like 2 weeks before Valentine's Day. And I'm like, I don't really have to do that much on Valentine's Day. You know, we've only been together like 2 weeks. Dude. Like my girlfriend at the time got me all this stuff. It went like above and beyond. And what did I get? I didn't get anything.
Dude, your mom's a florist. Yeah. How did you miss that?
I know.
Like
I
what
up.
Else did
I
you need your mom's?
So bad. But she stayed with me for like a couple years.
She did?
Yeah. Until she went off to college in San Diego and like,
partied, oh my God,
partied super hard. And just like, wait a minute. Why am I?
Dude, that happened. That's supposed to happen to your high school girlfriend and your college. Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious.
But then she wanted me back, but I said no.
Why, dude?
Because I've moved on.
Yeah, I've already moved. I've moved on. See,
sorry.
People emails, they can't get over their relationship. You will get over your relationship that you are pining
eventually.
Over right now. You got to go through it, but you will move through it. So, Menace, I need to tell you. So, you know, I moved into my dream house.
Yeah.
Like, what's literally, like, it's taken me so long. Like, I really wanted to find my dream house.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's perfect neighborhood, perfect size house. It's totally private. I love everything about it.
That's awesome.
And you know, I had little. You know, I wanted to find the perfect place. So by mistake, I moved into a place that wasn't great. It was too loud. I need quiet. Like my thing is like, I want it quiet. So I found a house and I've been telling everyone like how quiet it is, right? I haven't heard like a single truck or a siren or anything. And like the first night I was there, first week, I was like, oh my God. And then there's crickets. Like I lie down in bed at night and you hear crickets like you're in nature.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God, like I love the crickets. It's so peaceful.
Yeah.
It's so peaceful. Well, okay. So the other night I'm lying in bed. And, like, you know, I've had this cold, you guys, so you can hear my voice. But I feel like crap. I'm listening to the crickets. And then I realized, like, it was, like, louder than I can remember. Like, I'm super sensitive. It was, like, cricket, cricket. It was loud. And then I realized it's only one cricket. Like, I think it's been the same cricket the whole time.
No way.
And, like, two crickets is peaceful. Like, one cricket is, like, a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, it's, like, And then I realized it's in my fucking house.
Oh,
like,
no.
I swear to God, I'm like, I think it's in my house. Because I would like, so I don't know if you were trying to find a, have you ever tried to find a cricket in your house?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
So it's like impossible. Like, yeah. I would move and then it would stop. Or like, I'd hit, because, okay, so my bedroom has a, goes out into a yard, right? Like a great deck yard. And so there's a sliding glass door. And so I would hit the window and it would stop. Or I would like shake the curtains and it would stop. And I'd make a noise, you know, I move forward. Uh-huh. And then it sounded like it was coming from, and it wasn't. It was like maddening. I was losing my mind. So after 30 minutes, I'm like stomping around the house like a crazy person. And, you know, I do what anyone would do. Like I turn to Google. I'm like, how do you get a cricket out of your house? Like, what do you do? No. And they're like, use molasses. I'm like, what?
Where do you
hell?
Find
who
molasses?
The hell has molasses? I'm like, is it maple syrup? Because I don't have that either. Uh-huh. Like, what the hell is molasses? Like, in 2017, like, what the hell is molasses?
I
what
would
else?
Not know where to tell you to get
dude,
molasses.
I'm like, oh my God, but there's like 24-hour, like, you know, Ralph's. What can I do? Uh-huh. And then, like, the second thing was, like, you could try your own spraying solution. They're like, put water and soap. I'm like, okay, I have soap. Uh-huh. I have water. So I take the spray bottle. I'm spraying. Like, my whole house is wet, like the door, my bedroom. And I'm like, where is it? And it was so freaking loud. And, you know, after the whole Black Widow thing, I'm, like, super sensitive to insects. And so I really don't like killing anything. But, you know, you got to, like, kind of draw the line somewhere. And they were, like, you know, getting on my freaking nerve, these freaking crickets. So I went back to sleep. And then in the morning I called an exterminator. And they came out. And he's like, what am I here for? And I'm like, crickets. And he was like, okay. I'm like, well, and Black Widows. Like, I got bit by a Black Widow. So just, like, kill every, like, not kill.
Just murder.
Don't kill, but, like, just do
insects.
It. But that was the day of the torrential. We've been having rain here in L.A. Uh-huh. It was torrential rain. And I'm like, oh, no. And now, sure enough, I went to bed last night. Dude, and then I started reading about crickets, and they can lay eggs, and they can, like, get all of your
multiply,
house.
Multiply,
Yes. Sass, I have an insect problem again.
What, this is what you do, all right? You just go get one of those raid things where you lift open the cap and then you leave for the day and it like fumigates your house.
No, I hire the professionals coming back. You have 30 days and it's only been a week. So I called him like, come back. There are crickets.
It doesn't seem like he's taking care of the issue. Like you can fix it with.
How do
like
you not like? Are they like invincible or something? Are they like?
I don't know.
Not
but there's definitely
immune.
There's
to
definitely a cricket issue because now that you told me, this is the second cricket story I've heard this week.
There's other cricket stories
in Los Angeles.
What do you mean? So know. Okay, so maybe there's a maybe that's a whole maybe there's a problem.
Maybe there is. So they,
a plague.
So my coworker Greg Gorey, who's on the Woody Show, is afraid of bugs like crazy. He's afraid of butterflies. I'm no joke. He's a grown ass man. We've like tried to convince him to go into one of those butterfly enclosures that we would pay him thousands of dollars.
That's how you
he
get over
won't
fear.
Do it. He's so afraid of bugs.
Okay.
So he said that he was in his backyard and he noticed a cricket, or it might have been like larger than cricket. I forget what they're called. They're like the brown version and they're very large. And so it's on his grass. And so he's like spraying it with the hose and the thing will not go away.
They don't. Right.
So he's like, all right, fine. I'm going to go run and like grab a bucket or something and throw it on top of it. So he goes to go do that, and his dog went over there and grabbed the cricket in its mouth. And so the dog is coming up to him, and the legs are hanging out of the dog's mouth.
But he has a
and it's like moving around.
Oh, my God.
And
how
he
big
said
is
that he was like screaming and yelling, and then the dog ended up like going and burying the cricket, right?
Yeah.
A few days later, the dog decides to dig up the cricket and has it in his mouth again.
Oh, my God.
So he's been having cricket issues as
That's a problem. Dude, that's so funny because the article also said, the blog post said, if you have pets, they naturally eat the things, the cricket, the bug. So I think I need to get a dog. I have a dog door built into my house.
Oh, you do? Well, I have two dogs.
I know. I don't
One of them
do
will just eat anything.
See? That's the problem. Yeah. I need a friggin' dog. Okay, so what else is going on with you?
So, yeah, I'm in the middle of moving to a quiet neighborhood as well.
Okay.
And so I'm going from one bedroom to two bedrooms because I just have so many guests. And it's so weird.
And so many dogs.
So many dogs. I have two little Frenchies.
They're big. They're like five dogs. Yeah. They're two dogs and five.
Yeah. So now that I'm going to have a guest room, because we have so many friends that visit from San Francisco, you know, it's an hour flight away and they come to town. And then, so I'm making the guest room really nice.
Oh, good.
This is a shout out to Brooklyn Bedding. Like you can get a mattress, like a guest mattress, super cheap and they're really nice.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Compared to like if you go to a mattress store and you're pretty much just buying like a Honda Civic for a for a mattress.
Right, right. Wait, who did you say was having a sale to?
Living Spaces.
Living Spaces. That's the way. My mom told me to go there because I need so much furniture for the office and for home.
I went to Living Spaces like last weekend, bought a bunch of stuff. Now they're having like a massive sale this week.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, damn, can I return that?
So I'm like just trying to pimp out the new apartment.
I love that. Maybe you'll have me over to that house.
Yeah, I know your life is always crazy, so I'll have a guest room just in case, you know, you're trying to hide from Max.
Oh my God, I am trying to hide from people. Yeah. But I have like a gate around my house, and like an alarm, and I have like a system, like people can't get to me except for the phone records.
Oh yeah, and can I just shout out another thing too? You're talking about alarms and stuff like that. They're not like a sponsor of mine or anything, but Ring, they're amazing.
What is it?
So the Ring Video Doorbell. It's a doorbell that you can put on that has a camera in it. And then when people ring your doorbell, it automatically shows them on there. And a lot of my friends have them. And because they're like in bands and they travel the world and stuff, I have like friends that are in Europe and they're checking on their house in LA and like talking to the person that's at their front door.
Wow. But it doesn't protect you from burglars because burglars aren't going to ring the doorbell.
No, they do. Because what's funny is they said that like 80% of the
time. Ding dong, I want to rob you.
No. 80% of the time, they go ring the doorbell, see if anybody's there.
Good point.
And they'll have like some fake flyer like, oh, do you want to take a survey if somebody answers the door? Because they just did a study actually in Oregon, and they interviewed all a bunch of inmates and like people that would break into houses and asked them like, you know.
What was your process?
What was your process? And the number one thing is like, yeah, we always went to the door. We would have like some story if somebody happens to answer or not.
But like, do they get all dressed up and then all of a sudden they're like, they put on their black hat and they're
No.
What I'm saying, like, if someone answers, like, hi, and then they're like, okay, we're going in.
Like, yeah, they would just have some story like, oh, I'm collecting money for blah, blah, and then they would just move on to the next house.
That's so funny. That's a good way to actually go interview burglar. What else are they doing?
Be safe, because social media, everyone's traveling. They're like, oh, I'm in Vegas. I'm drunk in Vegas for the weekend. Well, you just pretty much just told everybody that you're gone from your house, you know?
Yeah, though that's true. Though that's true. Protect yourself. I'm in town forever. No, you're right. Yeah. That's a really good point. Oh my God.
Anyways, but sexually in your life, are you using any video cameras?
Well, no, but I'm not using video cameras, but I have to tell you that it was amazing, Menace, because you saw my old place. I talked about this too, but it just wasn't that I didn't have a lot of space. I didn't have drawers. Yeah. And so now I have built-in closets and everything that are amazing.
You're all fancy.
And I am fancy. I'm fancy in that everything is a place. So I couldn't sleep the other night. And the last thing I had to do was organize the sex toys. And so I spent a lot of time like carefully like curating like which ones I need. And they're all like, they all have a shelf, like the G-spot toys, like all my lubes, like System Joe sent me so much lube of every flavor. And I have them by like warming, cooling, like they're agape lube. So they're all, but those are by my nightstand. So I have like the little ones on my nightstand and all the ones that I want to use. Cause in my old house, if I wanted to have sex, I had to dig through things and the cords were coming out. And now it's like they're all lined up. And then I've got my G-spot toy, my couples, you know, my underbed restraints are on the bed. Like it's just, I know where every toy is. I know where everything in my life is. And it's in my jewelry too. Wow. My jewelry and my toys all have a place and it's life changing. Except for the fucking cricket. It's a perfect home. I'm ready for sex.
Yeah.
I have an escalator towards sex.
You have a den. You just want to bring some prey into the den. And then
exactly. Yeah. I'll get them. No, because I had this weird experience a few months ago. Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
I already started it, though, but I don't have to. But I thought I grabbed a lube, and it wasn't a lube. And
it's funny because our producer, he went to the Avian Awards, right? And it's funny that you mentioned lube. And I'm surprised you didn't go this year. You usually go.
I gave the keynote 3 years ago, and it was fun.
Yeah.
It was great, but I didn't want everyone. And I also got sick. I was going to maybe go, but I got sick.
But it's funny. So our producer, he went there to go interview porn stars about, you know, what's your worst day at work, right? And one of the the stories were horrific.
Tell me.
But there was one lube story that made me think about you.
Because
there were like, it was a male porn star, and he said, "Yeah, you know, I was on the shoot, and I thought we were, you know, drinking vodka, or whatever, and somebody put lube in a cup, and I went just to down it, and then I just downed the lube." And then I started throwing up for like a half hour straight.
Did he know it was lube?
No, he thought it was vodka.
Oh. But if it was like a flavored lube, like Joe makes like salted caramel and they make like chocolate lube. It was just straightforward lube. I mean, I would never suggest that you drink a whole cup.
And that was like the mildest story out of all of them.
That's
all
a pretty good story. Like, was there other good stories?
Oh.
No, I will listen to it.
They were pretty bad.
That's amazing.
Pretty bad.
That's fun. That's a fun way to take on the AVN. That's the adult video, the adult video war novelty. What is it? It's called Adult Video Network. Yeah, it's like the Oscar, the porn awards, the Oscars. And it was fun, but I don't do that.
I've never been.
Do you want to go?
Oh, you can invite. But I did have a friend of mine from San Francisco. She won best anal scene once.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you know special peeps.
My friends are so eclectic.
I know. That's what I love about San Francisco.
Yeah.
My heart. I miss it. Like an ex. But like not I that sometimes. I don't want to get it back together.
No.
But like I have fond memories.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I had great sex there. Great things.
All different types of people.
Totally. I mean, I would have great sex. I was trying to give an ex of like what you remember and what you don't remember.
Yeah.
Like the weather. Okay. I have a little sex in the news here. It's about Valentine's Day.
Tell me.
Because we can't get away. It's coming up, you guys. So it's in a week. Here's the headline. Ready?
Yeah.
Women actually hate it, would rather watch TV.
Hate what?
Valentine's Day.
What?
41% of women in a relationship not only ignore Valentine's Day, they dread it. 34% of the women surveyed would rather watch TV than have sex. As for gifts, 40% say don't even try serenading them, and 21% please don't spread rose petals around the room. Thanks.
Okay. So, I don't. The rose petal thing I think is super cheesy. You know how I am with that kind of stuff. But I have a bunch of women in the room. Come on, don't try to be cool. Tell me, would you like to do something on Valentine's Day? Or do you like it when a guy offers up something to do?
Madison, come over here. You're in a relationship. Yeah. Producer Madison's in a long-term relationship. I'm mixed. I'm not right now.
I'm not talking about anything over the top, but at least going to dinner.
Madison, talk to us
like
about
that.
You and your love.
Celebrating your... Okay, hold on. Let me turn on your mic.
Turn on the mic.
Oh, perfect. There we go. Okay, cool. So, I've actually been in a relationship now for 3 years on Valentine's Day. And I will say, I think it's largely overrated as far as a holiday goes, because it's too busy, especially in LA. You have to book stuff way in advance. Mm-hmm. And when you go out, it's just, there's like limited menus and everyone's in your way. And there's just so much competition, especially with like social media now. Everyone's posting their amazing bouquets and like, oh, look what my partner did.
Oh,
and isn't this wonderful?
I get the best bouquets.
Oh, it's like everything.
Yeah, it just turns into like this great big like romantic pissing contest. Whereas honestly, I would rather stay home and watch, like binge watch some Netflix.
It doesn't have to be on Instagram, but at least some flowers or something.
Something small is great, but I mean, like, I could do something small is great on, like, a Wednesday, you know? Like,
right.
If I'm just looking for something, like, small and, like, some form of connection, that could happen anytime.
But, like, are you guys, don't you feel like you kind of have to do, are you guys going to do something?
We haven't even talked about it. Like, the past 2 years, we have gone out the night after Valentine's Day, so we could go somewhere we actually wanted and have a nice time. And on Valentine's Day, actual day, we hole up. Last year, we had the whole having sex and the burning candle fell and covered our entire bedroom in hot wax.
Oh. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, I spent Valentine's Day.
There's one of my candles.
I spent Valentine's Day in crotchless underwear scraping red candle wax
off of
my entire bedroom.
Oh, my God.
It was crotchless panties. It was from Hustler. And I was like, I'm going to try these out. And then they were super airy while I was picking red candle wax out of
my God,
my
that's hilarious.
Bedspread.
I mean,
that's doing too much with the candle wax and stuff like that.
The crotchless underwear is too little, if anything.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying, like, again, that's the part, you know, where I think it goes overboard with the cheesiness and the.
You
the
don't like lingerie. You're the wrong
like
person
that.
To talk to.
No,
I just
no,
think
but
it's
I'm just saying, like, at least a small gesture, at least on Valentine's Day.
Small gesture. So, what are you going to do for your girlfriend?
I'll probably, like, send some flowers or something like that and see if we have time to go somewhere to eat.
You guys do a lot of fun stuff. I mean, to me, I get it. Like, I almost feel like I want to we should take back Valentine's Day or redefine it. I think no one really likes it. It's more stress than it's worth. I think people are like,
it feels
it's
like
Hallmark.
An obligation.
It still is that whole like obligation, but it is a day of love. It is a day of like expressing love, either to yourself if you're single or to a partner if you're in a relationship. And to me, love, a lot of couples who are if you're in a relationship, I'm just going to take a gander here. Well, I guess there's probably could be having some more sex or trying something new. Maybe the love life's gotten a little rote and you keep doing the same things. So why not like Do something to enhance intimacy.
Yeah, like anal licking.
Anal licking.
Anal
licking. It's the year of anal licking. We just had this podcast, the year of anal licking. It's like we've never had so many downloads. Because it was actually was an amazing podcast with my friends. We're on it. And it was pretty hilarious. And she's like, I think it's the year of anal licking. Everyone wants to lick my anus. Every year there is a new trend.
People should go to sexalmy.com and search anal licking.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, wherever, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Everywhere.
Everyone's anal licking. All right. Do you want anal licking for Valentine's Day?
I do not want anal licking for Valentine's Day, but I do want perfume. So, you know, someone tell my boyfriend. No, I really want...
CK1?
No, you guys, I'm not cheesy like that. I want more, either more Izzy Miyake or Chloe roses. Hilfiger. Very pretty.
Chloe was my first in college. Oh, really? High school. It was not Lobe Rose, so it was just the regular Chloe.
Yeah, people always like comment on it when I wear it.
Yeah, so. Okay, good to know. Peace out. Okay, good. Well, we should have him... Listen to
this. The Gap has a great perfume called Dream. It's FYI.
For real?
That's what all my girlfriends, not my like girlfriends, but my friends that were girls in high school, they would wear Gap Dream.
Oh my God.
It smelled good though.
No, it smelled good. You don't know. It's the first thing you smelled.
No,
I mean, the first thing you
don't
know perfume.
It because it's Gap.
I love the Gap. Gap body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wearing anything. I like their bras. I like their body stuff. Okay, but here's the rest of the deal is that the survey says that 41%, you know, dread it, even in a relationship, even dread it. And they surveyed they'd rather watch TV than sex. But here's the kicker. Here's what they do want. Guess what they do want?
They
want
to watch This Is Us.
What is This Is Us?
Oh, one of the biggest and best TV shows out right now.
How come I don't know?
Because you never watch TV.
No, dude, I'm starting to watch TV. I was sick. I watched things.
Just watch out though, you'll like cry and stuff.
Where's it on? What's it on Netflix or?
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu.
Oh my God, I got the Hulu.
You got the Hulu.
Okay,
just type in this
72%. This is what they want. Mm-hmm. They want communication more than anything on the special day. Being open and honest with each other was more important than having fun together. So save your money, cancel the restaurant reservations, and order a pizza.
Yeah.
Just freaking communicate. And, you know, we want communication all day long, all year long. I mean, it's true. We want that connection. We want to be able to talk about something. So I think if you're in a relationship, like, talk about it beforehand so you're not stressed running around. Be like, babe, like, let's talk. No, like, figure out, like, do something. I think why not tie something, like, sexual or intimate, do like even if it's a conversation you've been wanting to have or something you've been wanting to explore, going to, like, a sex toy store or trying something new. Make it about that. Like, going to these overpriced restaurants has always seemed ridiculous to me. And if you're single, it still is a day about buy yourself something special. Masturbate all friggin' night. Grab a big bottle of lube and sit down and lay down on your bed. Do something loving for yourself. Talk to yourself. People want communication. That's how I feel about Valentine's Day. Okay.
What are you going to do on Valentine's Day?
Are you gonna
call somebody? You're going to hang out with a group of friends?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Anti-Valentine's Day?
I'm not anti-Valentine's Day. I'm just like, if I'm in a relationship, I always tell them, I'm like, don't do it. Like, I don't, I'm not into like, spend me roses, the whole thing. Like, let's just do something fun at home or like hang out or have sex in a different way. That's why I brought the suitcase of toys to that guy's house I was dating because I have so many to try and I never have time. So I brought a wheelie suitcase filled with every toy and product and cuffs that I've gotten in the last year because I'm really bad at packing. I have, like, packing anxiety. Yeah. It's a problem, actually. Like, I like, actually need, like, help, I think.
Packing?
But, I don't know. Like, therapists can come over and help me pack. Like, I want everything because I'm afraid I won't have it. Anyway, it's a whole other show. But so I couldn't decide which toy. I'm like, well, what if we do want to try this G-Spot rabbit or what if we want to try this? Anyway, it was funny.
It's good.
I woke up with a dog collar on and a ball gag in my mouth. It was a fun night. Drank a lot. Okay. We're going to give a shout out to our sponsors.
All right.
We love all of you. And thank you for supporting our sponsors. We so appreciate it. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Okay, Menace, we're on to emails. Your fave part.
I love hearing from the people.
I do too.
I love running into random people and they whisper to me and they go, I listen to Sex Family Show.
Do they do that? Because they don't want to say it loud.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
It's cool. Because a lot of, the Woody Show listeners, the morning show that I'm on in Los Angeles, we have events all the time, and it never fails. I'll have someone come up, I listen to the Sex With Emily podcast.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
It's
you know?
Great. They should. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I think we've helped a lot of people have great sex.
It's great. Yeah. And you're going to be on in a day or two.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the Woody Show, you guys. So tune into the Woody Show. I'll tweet it out, Facebook it. It's snap also it, snap
Woody,
that.
The Woody Show podcast, it's not a sex podcast, so. Even though it sounds like it.
Do you guys have your podcast, though?
Yeah, every day.
Oh, but then it goes away or it stays?
Yeah, we only keep it up for 24 hours.
Okay, well, you guys should just listen wherever you are because they can also listen online during the live show, right?
Yeah, you can listen if to iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah. So we're on in St. Louis, Missouri, 6 to 10 a.m. on Alt 104.9, and we're here in Los Angeles on Alt 98.7. From 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
You're the man.
I do.
And you're killing it.
6-7 hours of radio every day.
That's why he's drinking coffee right now.
I'm drinking a lot of coffee.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it's all good. I love being here with you. It's good to see you.
I do too. You're like seriously my long, like meaningful long relationship.
I know,
love
right?
It. 12 years. Okay, so emails. Manus already mentioned this at the beginning, but just, it's easy. Ask Emily. Go to the sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily banner, and then if you want to be called, we can call you. You can click a box and say, because I'm starting to do call shows where I can actually call you, and I feel like I love it because you can really ask the questions that we always like, well, wait a minute. How long were you dating, or have you ever had an orgasm? And we've helped a lot of people get to the bottom of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can also leave us a voicemail. We're actually going to play some of your voicemails on this show as well. It's 818-ASK-SWE1. Or 818-275-7931. And we appreciate it. Okay, first email. Dear Emily, I know the proverbial saying, don't crap while you eat. But is it ever okay to date a coworker? To give you some background, we're both professionals in an office environment. Over the past 6 months, we've gotten much closer. We text pretty much every night when we get home, in the morning before work, and throughout the weekend. These conversations and texts often include subtle and sometimes over-flirting, at least from my perspective. When we go out with coworkers, we spend quite a bit of time together, whether that's dancing, talking, or just being in close proximity. The only physical contact has been hugs, walking arm in arm, and holding hands once or twice. However, most of this has occurred after several adult beverages. At first, always. I take this as a very casual, nothing major. However, it's grown past that. I think there's something there. But I'm afraid to ruin what we have now and or make it awkward at work. Am I, if I'm wrong, any help or advice would be much appreciated. Here's the thing, John. I don't think people date where people where they work. I mean, it happens. It's who you spend more time with, the people you work with.
I'm a professional at that.
What? Menace literally has only dated people he's worked with.
Because I'm always at work.
We're workaholics. I've done it in the past. And it sounds like you guys really like each other. I'm surprised it's been 6 months and nothing's happened yet. But is it because you're pausing?
Like both of them are afraid to take that next step. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're holding hands.
Yeah, you're walking arm in arm. You're texting every night. It's like when the Harry met Sally. Like, it's about to happen. But again, I don't know where you work. That's why it'd be a great call. Like, I don't know what kind of environment. Some actually companies have like laws of getting, you know, in the employee agreement that you can't actually date somebody you work with. But typically, you know, you're 41 years old. You've been in relationships before. Hopefully it'll work out, you know, and you'll be together. But if not, like, hopefully you guys are both adults and you can just still coexist and live and work together. What have you done, man? As all the girls you banged and you still see them every day at the pop machine. I haven't done that since I live in the Midwest, the soda machine, you know?
The soda machine?
The water cooler.
No, I mean, again, you have to definitely see, you don't want to rush into anything if it's somebody that you work with. You definitely have to vet them out and see if they're like really cool.
Right.
That they're not going to flip on you any second and then make the situation an awful situation, you know? Man, I hate to say it because it sounds like, you know, she doesn't want to make the first move, you know? So, because I would always would want the woman to make a first move to feel more comfortable. So I don't feel like a creep, like a guy, because maybe I like misread the situation.
Right.
You know? So,
but sometimes women just want you to make the move too.
Yeah. I think you should just continue hanging out and eventually you will get a sign, an absolute sign that everything is okay.
I think you're right. But here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. I'm reading this again. It's only been 6 months and it all happens after adult beverages.
Yeah.
So that's Menace's like favorite way to get things going with a person. But I honestly think that maybe you guys
drink anymore.
Do they go to lunch? Like, I think you guys should go to lunch, and if you like her and you're having feelings for her, see how it goes at lunch without alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of relationships, like, that were just based, you know, go out, party, we'd have sex. Like, they're fun. But, like, I would test this.
Conversation.
Exactly. Try it sober. Like, see what happens. You might not, you know, then I would, like, wait a minute. Would do that first. Mm-hmm. And maybe when you guys are having a sober conversation, you could, you know, see how that goes. But, I wouldn't worry about the repercussions from work unless it's not, like, if you guys handle it right and you're adults, you can even talk beforehand. What are we going to do if this happens? And also, if you start dating someone from work, I would also say that you should, I wouldn't announce it to the office. Like, I wouldn't send out, like, an office email.
No.
Like, you kind of try to keep, people know, they always keep see, it on the DL. I think they're having sex, but just try to keep it down low because you know what's going
to
happen.
You don't need to share that information with anybody.
Totally. Okay, we've got a voicemail now.
All right.
We're going to play voicemail. Very excited.
Hey, Emily. My name is Jane. I'm 28 from Kentucky. I listen to your podcast weekly. My sex life has improved so much. Thank you. My question is about anal sex. My boyfriend and I have anal sex often, and he definitely opened the door to backdoor play for me. But we both love it. But I was just curious, what are the negative side effects of anal sex? Specifically, will I lose muscle control? Thank you.
Okay. Anal sex question, the year of anal licking. Have you tried anal licking, Jane? That's a really good question. That's totally legit concern. I get asked this a lot. Because let's be honest, like, important bodily functions go on back there. You don't want to lose any muscle control. But the thing is, your rectum cannot permanently get damaged or stretched from anal sex. But it can happen to the anal sphincter. Like my sphincter muscle, the muscle that's at the very end of your anus. So this is the muscle that tightens to like hold your bowels in. And so until they are released, till you like decide to release them to go to the bathroom. So if you have a lot of anal sex, like, yeah, that's what could happen. It could weaken it. It's not likely. So just remember, like, you could do your Kegel exercises that will totally strengthen the pelvic floor and your orgasms. And it also, bonus, toned your sphincter. Did you know that, Max? Probably didn't.
Tone it.
Also, use lots and lots of lube, you guys. I cannot tell you, get barrels of Joe Lube. Go to our website. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on our store. I swear to God, it's like the top thing that we sell because it's the only lube that I use. And they've got a lot of lubes. And I would just say get, like, a vat. No, get a lot of them. You get a pump, you get a bottle, leave it next to your bed. You just cannot overdo the lube when you're having anal sex because you can get, you know, use a condom. Please use a condom. It protects, you know, bacteria from getting in the anus. Also, be sure to breathe because if you are too tense when you're having anal sex, your sphincter will follow. Your sphincter is tense if you're tense. So, you know, I've done a lot of shows on anal sex. I've talked about it a lot. You could go to our website and look for articles on anal. But the truth is, like, breathing, relaxing is important. And lube is important. Mm-hmm. And you should just always eat your kegs.
Definitely.
24/7.
Oh, speaking about Kentucky real quick.
I thought we spoke about anal licking, but go ahead.
Just, you know, she might want to watch this. Vanderpump Rules.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
One of your favorite shows.
Yes.
So one of the guys on there, Jax, and his girlfriend, well, who knows if it's still his girlfriend, they're getting their own spinoff show, and it's going to be in Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah, so
why, I'm sure they, a lot of people move from Kentucky, Kentucky
are excited about that. Well, she's from Kentucky, the girl Brittany.
Okay.
So I guess she
I
takes
the girl's
back.
Name is friggin' Brittany.
So she takes him back home to meet the parents. That's what the reality show is going to be about.
The entire episode is meeting the parents?
No, it's about like them, right. Like the parents.
Do you watch the show? How do you have time to still watch all these shows?
I'm telling you, Hulu. It cuts out all the commercials.
They show all the Bravo shows and stuff.
And while I'm like preparing for the show the next day, like on the computer,
that's
I just
good
have
to
on
do
the
in the background. Yeah. I have a whole like AV guy coming to get me a TV.
Wow!
Remember when you set up my TV
last time?
The last time in San Francisco. That was my first TV in like 20 years. But now I'm getting it. I have like both speakers and the whole thing's connected.
Wow! Look at super fancy.
I know. Well, not fancy. I just like have a TV that's going to work. I used to have to call Menace for a month and be like, how do I remote? Like when there's two, like, which one's on, off? And then I made a video of it to remember how to turn it on. Yeah. It was hard.
I would have to put tape over certain buttons.
Yeah. Okay, Jane, so you could watch TV and
Kentucky,
be careful with the
representing anal. Kentucky. I would be, if I was from Kentucky, not many shows out there are about Kentucky. I would be excited about something.
No, totally, dude.
Just giving
whenever
you information.
Whenever anything goes to Michigan, you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Yeah. No, I get it. All right.
Watch it.
I love your information. I love your little brain. Big brain. Like,
Bravo.
I love how you compass up. Bravo.
It's on Bravo. I don't know what the name of the show is yet.
Okay. You can find it. Google. Use
Google.
The Google.
Google Bravo Kentucky.
Got it.
It should pop up.
So helpful. Okay. Hey, Emily, my husband. Like, my email. My husband is tongue-tied, and therefore cunnilingus is not something he wants to do, as his tongue doesn't stretch far and can hurt. I'm wondering whether there are any toys that could help him with this, as I would love to experience this. He gets it and I don't, so it can feel a little unfair. Oh, he gets blowjobs. Mm-hmm. Your help would be great. Thanks, Vanessa, age 44, Australia. Okay, great question. I've got so many answers for you here. So there are specific toys that can mimic oral sex. The Womanizer is an oral sex machine. Like, I've named it the Clit Whisperer. It provides gentle stimulation onto your clitoris. Uh-huh. Pleasure Air technology is what it's called, and it literally is this. You know that it came out like a year and a half ago. It was like the toy that I've seen a million toys. This one's a. It simulates oral sex, like to a T.
Wow.
Yeah, Womanizer. There's the WeVibe Touch. It's tongue-shaped. I really like that one. So he could even, I don't know, see if like a little, like I wonder if it's some kind of, I've never heard of a super short tongue.
I've been around people. I didn't know tongue-tied was actually a thing.
No,
I always thought like when you couldn't spit something out, you were just tongue-tied.
Yeah.
I didn't know
it it really is a thing. I haven't heard it from an email listener.
I didn't know it was a disorder.
Yeah.
I know
it's
a song by Group Love.
No, I know, but we've never gotten this email.
But I never got tongue-tied. But I have met people in my life where I feel that their tongue didn't really extend too much, where it was hard to understand what they were saying. So I believe this actually is
a thing. No, it is a thing. Okay. I've never like gotten this. Yeah, no, it is a thing. Yeah. So I love this. I love that you're asking, and he's cool with it. You could have him use a toy. With one hand, or you control it. Well, he like, of course, fingers. Yeah. You should always use your fingers during sex. He could. Yeah, he that's the other thing. He wanted to participate. And here's the other thing I want to explain about using toys with a partner, which I know I've talked a lot about it, but like, you don't understand that your partner, it's for people who are still intimidated by it. Like, you can hold a toy. You can participate with it. Like, he uses fingers. He puts the lube on. He sees how you hold it, and then he holds it. It's like he's doing it. You guys, it's like a part. It's not like the toy takes over. He takes over. Like, you do it together. It's a group thing. It's a party, you know, in your pants.
Or did you see that Kickstarter for the people they have the tongue extender so they can lick their cat? Have you seen that?
No.
It was a real thing. They made like a ton of money already.
You could like lick your cat?
Yeah.
Why would you want to lick your cat back?
I don't know. Cat people are weird. Just kidding.
Like, you literally want to lick your cat
back?
Yeah,
but it's like some piece of plastic tongue.
Can't you
just
pet them?
Yeah, you can, but you can also lick them now with this.
It got
device.
Funded?
Yeah, of course.
There are enough crazy cat people out there.
Yeah,
there are.
Cat people are huge. Yeah.
When I become a cat lady, I'll be with cats with Emily.
All right.
That's fine. That would
I think
do
cats
well.
Would be perfect for you. I think dogs,
I know.
Dogs are too much work for you. Cats can take care of themselves.
Dude, when you're something messed up, you're right. And I like cats, but I don't know if I should get any pet right now. But I freaking was on one of my swipe apps. don't remember, it was like Bumble or something. And some guy's like, swipe right if you have a cat. Or swipe left, which is the one when you reject him. Swipe left. Keep swiping if you have a cat. Like I don't want to date a cat girl. And I thought that was like offensive. I don't even have a cat. And I wouldn't like him. But I'm like, that is just, unless you're, I guess if you're allergic, but he didn't, he could have just said I'm allergic, but he's probably just, I don't like cats.
Maybe. Or he had a bad experience with a girl that had a cat.
I don't know.
Because sometimes it can be kooky, but I don't care.
But like, I don't know. It just seemed like I don't want to be the cat girl who likes cats. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a problem in relationships. Allergic, yeah. Like, or you take the Benadryl. I don't know if you get over it, but I thought that was rude. Okay. Okay. Hey, Emily, I've been listening to your show for a few months, and I love the way you've been able to help people. I'm 25-year-old male, lives in Virginia, and I listen to your podcast on Spotify. I've been single for the better part of 6 years, and with the exceptions of a few months where I was dating someone. My question for you is, how do you casually date someone? I've had hookups before, and I don't have any issues with it, but there never really seems to be an in-between where I can actually date someone. If I ever get interested in someone, it normally moves very fast because I'm always looking at how things can turn out for the future. Anything else just seems like a waste of time for me. Thank you for taking my question, Ethan, age 25, Virginia. So this is an interesting, I had to read this one like twice. Like you, okay, so you're 25 years old, you're single for 6 years, and how do you casually date? Because, okay, you're saying that you've had hookups, but there isn't in between when you casually date someone because when you get interested, it moves fast because you're looking for touch. So it sounds like you're making it move fast because you're thinking about the future. So you asking me, like, you don't know how to sit with the casualness of dating. So I think because you're so focused on the future, when you meet someone new and would be good potential, you're not allowing yourself just to be present and let it unfold naturally and casually. Because you're future tripping. You're thinking, is this person right? You're sizing him up. You're making all these decisions. And the truth is, when you start dating someone, you can't possibly know that much about him, you know? No. And so you got to just kind of chill with it. I know women do, the men do this. They're like, is this my Mr. Right, Mrs. Right?
They plan out their whole entire life.
Can't you just plan out what you're going to order on the menu when you're having dinner with that person?
Future tripping.
What's your advice casually dating? How have you been so successful at it until you've had a relationship?
It was just going with the flow, not getting too crazy about things, you know. Let the other person live their life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And don't
get upset when they don't have time for you or you don't have time for them, and just to see how things go, you know? But planning out your entire life.
You
fantasize in your head once you like meet somebody after a minute, like, oh, I wonder how my life would be. Or if you see somebody online, they're like, oh, I can probably see myself with this person, and like you already planned vacations in your head.
I know.
It's insane.
Your wedding and all that. I think that a lot of us do that. We want to like figure it all out away.
It's okay, a way to fantasize, people's mind. But don't be serious about it.
Right. Like take it one, like if you can try it when you're dating someone, like literally just take it one day at a time and don't have your eyes open. Pay attention for red flags. Mm-hmm. Like my mom always says, issues you have in the third date, you have forever. I have not said that in so long. Wow. Do you remember I used to always say that? The issues you have in your third date, you have forever. And I think that's kind of true. If your eyes are open, people show you who they are pretty quickly.
They do.
But you should still pay attention to that. But also, don't think about where it's going. If you like them enough, just one day at a time, you know?
Yeah.
And and be honest that you're casually dating and that you're dating other people and there's nothing wrong with, like, people should be honest about this too. Like, I'm not looking for anything.
It's funny that you say that, you know, we did have a topic on the show where we said, you know, something that you could tell yourself that you know now, if you can go back and tell them, what would you tell them? That, and it was a listener that said, people show you who they are immediately. Yep. You just have to open your eyes, you know?
Yep. It's Maya Angelou quote. The first time someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we often think like, oh, maybe they won't really be like, no, people pretty much show you who they are. So pay attention. That's a good one. I think that's a really good question. So, okay, Ethan, good luck with the casual dating thing. You got this. I think it's just your mind. Like, just let yourself be present. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Definitely. Casual dating, when you get into it, that's all I ever do now. Casually dating. Okay, awesome to see you, Menace.
You too. Great reunion. Get better, please.
I know, it's like...
We need it is. You I am better. At 100%.
I'll be at 100%. Just can't wait to watch out for the crickets. Great to see you. Everyone check out Menace, and I'll be on the Woody Show. Also, I'll be at a workshop with Celeste and Danielle, who taught my somatic class. I love them. It's going to be on February 12th. It's a flirting workshop. They are amazing. If you can just stand in the room with them for a few hours, you will learn so much. It's February 12th, and the information you can find more at, it's in Manhattan Beach. And it's free, somaticainstitute.com/somaticaskills to sign up and save your spot. And I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Madison and Eddie and Lori and Jamie and Ken. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.